Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with me, Charles Nixon, and Kieran Kapoor, CEO of Cambridge Marketing College. This morning, we were deciding on what we might discuss today, and there were several things that came up, none of which were specifically topical. We decided, therefore, we would discuss several items, one of which was the playing of the Ukrainian national anthem. Kieran, enlighten me.
It just struck me at the weekend, as I attended my third concert since the Ukrainian war, and the playing of the Ukrainian national anthem or Ukrainian folk songs amongst certainly amateur musicians is now becoming almost standardised. It's like we feel we need to do something, so, and the audience all seem to nod along and everyone seems to be quite happy with it. And it made me wonder if that was actually feeding over into the world of marketers, whether there were things that marketers should be thinking about doing or be clearly doing, just because that's what is now societally expected. And I'm not certain I have a solution to that. It's just something to be very mindful of as you are going about your day-to-day work as a marketer. I mean, the first thing the college did was we gave a college donation to the refugee fund. It is levels of things like that that I wonder if more companies or companies generally should be aware of or should be doing, or whether that just seems to be unnecessary. The business of business is business, and we shouldn't be getting involved in things like that.
I think the days of the Milton Friedman comment have probably passed, and indeed the longer quote would probably indicate that, that within the societal context that we should be doing these things all along. It's an interesting one because one gets to the point at which there are norms which brands ought to undertake, if we don't expect them and get them, sometimes they drop out of the normal playbook, as it were, and issues get lost. I think there's a beginning to be a bit of a discussion about unlikely phrase at the moment, which is Ukraine fatigue, which is, as the war goes on, and unfortunately it probably will for quite a while yet, there are other issues that come and take the media's headlines, and therefore we stop to think about them on a daily or even within the daily basis. But we expect our brands and those that we put our faith in to continue to do the good work. And I think that possibly is an important aspect of what marketers should be about, which is continuing the important ethical good activities on our behalf as consumers. It's an interesting one because it also blends with the other element of the hotspot of ideas to talk about today, which is the fact that many of the nutritional brands that we would otherwise have believed was doing us good perhaps may not have been. There is now quite a debate about whether or not it is through shareholder activism that's actually brought about the review of the nutritional benefits of many of the mainstream food products, whether it's from Nestle, Unilever, Heinz, Kraft, etc. We tend as consumers to expect a brand to have a certain level of quality and to maintain that quality.
Actually, that's really interesting. For the first time, I ate out at the weekend and was confronted with a menu with all the calories on. And I had no idea my favourite pizza had quite that many calories in it. And it does jolt you a little bit. So I do wonder if there's a whole recalibration going on in the food industry, because once you've been confronted by that many calories, you've then got to sit there and say, well, this is a treat, so I'm going to do it anyway. Or, oh, I think I might change what I'm having. Mm. So do you think that's going to affect sort of other consumer goods as well?
I certainly think it will affect dietary habits, because a lot of things which we rather enjoy is because they've had considerable amounts of either sugar or salt put into them to make them appear to be very flavoursome. The result of which is that they are not necessarily good for us. And I would suspect that given the to use an old-fashioned word, the austerity that we are going through, not from a financial perspective, but perhaps from a resources perspective, yes, I think people will start to consider whether or not actually what they believe they're consuming, whether it's food or other beverages, or indeed other products, are actually as good for them or as good for the planet as they considered. I mean, the sustainability aspect of all of the goods that we consume will now need to be re-audited from a point of view of, you know, is this good for me? Is it good for the planet? And there's a level of comfort that used to be around in brands, which I think is becoming more and more questioned.
Yes, it's again, of course, normally in times of austerity and recession, and we've talked about this before, people fly to brands because when you haven't got enough money to splash around, what you actually do, rather than necessarily buy the cheapest, is buy something that you think will last. Yep. And so branding, brand quality, being seen as something that is permanent and important and does what you need it to do, but actually becomes incredibly important for brands. But I think there is going to be this time around a lot of other things sort of wrapped up in that, that it isn't just going to be a quality, it's going to be something that's good for you, that's sustainable, etc. So I think brands may have to work even harder for this recession.
Yes, I think the flight to quality, which is the normal aspect of a recession, will be tinged with, well, what do I mean by quality? And is it long-lasting boots, as in the old Vimes idea, or is it actually something that is not just good for me? And it is the not just good for me. It's got to be good for me, but it's also got to be good for the planet or for my local environment or whatever it happens to be. I was travelling a couple of weeks ago and came across someone who was very happily working in the hospitality sector, but this was in Turkey, and wanted to move to the UK or indeed America and work for Pret A Manger, because Pret A Manger was seen as being a very ethical brand. She couldn't believe what it did with fresh ingredients, and also that any unused products were distributed to the needy thereafter. Mm-hmm. And that level of quality of branding and environmental branding, if you like, I think is probably the new norm, rather than just this is, you know, a well-known brand, you can rely on us. I think has become more of a I'm not quite sure I can, especially because the other period of austerity, the financial austerity from 2008, really made a lot of brands remove probably better quality content for cheaper quality content, and whether it was such things as shrinkflation, which we've talked about in the past, or replacing oils for cheaper oils, has brought about, I think, a deterioration in people's loyalty and indeed value that they regard for those brands, some of the mainstream ones, which are bought mainly or were merged mainly for asset improvements rather than consumer loyalty.
It's Pret A Manger is a lovely example there, and I agree with you. I think there is sort of perhaps a beacon of how brands are going to have to go. But the Julian Metcalf, the CEO, once complained that actually he was having permanent arguments with the accountants, who kept saying, "Why do you have individual kitchens in each area when you could have a centralised one and it would be so much cheaper?" And he had to keep fighting that fight and say, "No, it's part of the." It's part of the brand. So sometimes marketers do have to sort of go out and fight for things, and it may not see a real return until but in the long term, that brand quality matters.
Yes, and I think that is the interesting aspect of nearly all recessions. It is those brands that maintain their integrity that survive recessions much better than those which have been seen to be topical but have been ruled on the basis of it would be cheaper to do it a different way, portion control and all those sorts of things. So many of the hospitality sector suffered badly in the 2008 2008 recession, and indeed didn't do particularly brilliantly of the, through the pandemic when people's loyalty wasn't so much going to reward them. So I think branding is an important aspect that we need to reinforce on a constant basis. It's not something you can just leave on the back burner.
I think that's a really good, profound point to end on.
Yes, I agree entirely. Yes, I think our hodgepodge is done.